Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins expects to take over as Massachusetts U.S. Attorney next month. The U.S. Senate narrowly confirmed Rollins to the post earlier this month after Vice President Kamala Harris broke a tie vote. Several senators said they were concerned. Some called Rollins a radical for her policies not to prosecute some low-level crimes and instead focus resources on more serious criminal activity. Since her contentious confirmation, Rollins says she's received threats. Governor Charlie Baker will name a successor as Suffolk DA until an election is held next year. When we talked with Rollins, we started by asking if she watched her own confirmation hearing.
I watched with bated breath.
And what'd you think?
A little frustrating at times. I don't think it was based in reality or facts, quite frankly. Boston, as the Boston police and the FBI know, is one of the very few major cities in the United States of America where violent crime is down and homicide is down. And I'm incredibly proud to work tirelessly with my law enforcement partners to make sure that during my 3 years as the chief law enforcement officer in Suffolk County, we have seen unprecedented downward trends.
How did that debate affect you personally? Any blowback?
Honestly, Deb, that's in the past. What I intend to do is let my record speak for itself. But I am really proud, and Boston should be a gold standard for the rest of the country as to how law enforcement works hard to disrupt crime and to keep communities safe.
How do you think you're going to approach the job as U.S. attorney differently than your position as district attorney?
There's a lot of similarities in the job, and there's a lot of differences. So as the DA, I am an elected official. I report to no one but the voters. As the U.S. attorney, I am a presidential nominee. I report up to the DAG, it's called, the Deputy Attorney General, as well as the Attorney General. So it's a hierarchy. There is autonomy in the role, but it is a different type. So that's one. Two, I now have a civil branch. We have a broad reach that is criminal and civil, and we are statewide at the very least. So I'm excited.
I want to talk about what you think your priorities might be. After your confirmation, we spoke with some former U.S. attorneys from Massachusetts, your immediate predecessor, Andrew Lelling. He said he hopes that the U.S. attorney's office will focus on synthetic drugs coming into the country, mainly from China through Mexico. And what do we do about trying to control the supply of those synthetic drugs? And we also spoke with former U.S. attorney Carmen Ortiz. And she said she hopes that there is a lot more attention on police conduct and police reform. What do you think of those comments? And have you had a chance to even think about what your priorities might be yet?
What I think a lot of people don't recognize is the U.S. Attorney's Office and the DA's offices work together quite a bit in Massachusetts. And synthetic drugs, opioids are enormous priorities. We have Mass and Cass is in my jurisdiction, Deb, right? That is the epicenter of our opioid and substance use crisis is happening in Suffolk County every single day. I am so excited to have the knowledge as the former DA of Suffolk County to be able to have the convening power to make sure that we bring the full weight of the federal government, not to harm the people that have a substance use disorder, but to bring the full weight of the federal government on the people preying on those individuals. And Deb, I've shared, I have loved ones, I have family members that I have seen on Mass Ave and Melnia Cass. This is deeply personal to me.
How do you think you'll handle marijuana cases with marijuana being legal here in the state, but not on the federal level? It's tricky.
Such an important tension, right? When we think about three areas where, you know, our local electeds and our voters have made decisions, right? Sanctuary cities, right? Boston is a sanctuary city. I am a DA who, with DA Ryan, sued ICE and got an injunction granted. As U.S. Attorney, Deb, we have to defend the federal government when it's sued, right? So that's going to be a tension about sanctuary cities. What are we doing with immigration issues? Marijuana is another area, of course, where our voters have made clear that not only medicinal, but recreational marijuana in our Commonwealth is lawful. But it is still a federal crime. And what I need to do is say, what are the will of the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? And what is the mandate, quite frankly, of the Attorney General of the United States of America. Now, with respect to synthetic drugs or opioids or substances, we are hearing, sadly, that fentanyl is in marijuana now. That's different to me than bothering somebody, you know, who's listening to the Legend album and, you know, smoking a joint. That's different than bringing in truckloads of marijuana with fentanyl in it. Where am I going to spend my time and resources as the federal chief law enforcement officer? And the last tension, safe consumption, harm reduction facilities. Those are three really big tensions, Deb, where I'm going to want to hear from Attorney General Merrick Garland, as well as the DEA and others, about where are we focusing our most precious resources of the federal government.
So when will you officially take over? Rhode Island's U.S. attorney was confirmed the day before you and took office December 13th.
I have spoken with the governor. You know, there's a process where the governor offered individuals that were interested in the job the opportunity to apply. And we have had many, many conversations about those individuals. And I leave it to him to give you those names. But I can tell you, look, this is deeply personal to me. Violent crime is down and so are homicides. So by every marker, what we are doing works. So I am deeply committed to the people of Suffolk County who put their faith in me to be a warrior. And I have been, right? And I have the battle scars to prove it, that we are not going to have who Governor Baker believes the right person should be for him. No, it is who is going to complete the work that Suffolk County wants. So it's very important to me that whoever is appointed is deeply aligned with what the people of Suffolk County want.
So when will you take over?
Sometime after the new year. I feel like this was not a smooth process. Unfortunately, sometime the worst of people come out. And as the first woman to ever have my job, and as a woman of color, and in particular, a Black woman, there have been a very significant uptick in horrifically gender-based and race-based hate and threats that I'm receiving. I want to love up my family for a little bit, rest, and get ready for this very important job. So sometime after the new year.
Incoming Massachusetts U.S. Attorney and soon-to-be former Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb. Be well.